God, it's been a while. Okay. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vivan. Shivana Bala Vidit. Jashoda Nandan. Shivana Nandan. Yamuna Tira. Yamuna Tira. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayana Namaskrityana Namaskrityana Devyam Sarasatyam Vyasam Tato Jayam Devaye.
Smurfs.
Verse number 5.
Okay, coming right up. See you again.
You get class tomorrow, to talk to Brooklyn.
Yeah, I'm going to stay there for now. Okay.
Thank you so much. Na vastavyam
vayaveha.
I'm ready and waiting. I'm trying to call you. It says you're busy.
You know, Bhadra answered by ta. Avishati kalo yuge. Na vastavyam vayaveha. Maya tate nihitale. You know, Bhadram ruchir Bhadra. Avishati kalo yuge. One more. Na vastavyam kaya vayoi veha maya tokte mahi tale. Yano bhadra ruchir bhadra. Avishati kalo yuge. Word for word. Na.
Who?
Not. Vastavyam should remain.
Ingaitolio.
Vaya, you.
Me.
Eva. Certainly.
Ishe.
Certainly. Iha, in this world.
这个世界.
Maya. By me.
有我.
Chuk-chuk-chak-te. When it is abandoned.
当它被舍弃.
Mahitale. The earth.
地球.
Jana. The people.
人.
Abhadra. Sinful.
罪恶不吉祥的事情.
Ruchi. Addicted to.
沉溺于.
Bhadra. Oh, you are sinless and auspicious.
纯洁吉祥的你啊.
Avishati. Will be.
将.
Kalo. In Kali.
在卡利年代.
Yuga. In this yuga.
在这个年代中.
My dear Uddhava, you should not remain here on earth once I have abandoned this world. My dear devotee, you are sinless, but in Kali Yuga the people will be addicted to all types of sinful activities. Therefore, do not stay here.
译文，我亲爱的乌达瓦。 一旦我离开这个世界，你就不要在地球上逗留了，我亲爱的奉献者，你毫无罪孽，但是在卡利瑜伽，人们将沉溺于各种罪恶活动中，所以不要继续留在这里。Okay.
Report by the language, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Yautsu. In this age of Kali, human beings are totally unaware that the Supreme Personality of Godhead comes personally to Earth. To manifest his transcendental pastimes. As they are enacted in the spiritual world. Heedless of the authority of the Personality of Godhead, fallen souls of Kali Yuga become engulfed in bitter quarrel and cruelly harass one another because people in Kali Yuga are addicted to polluted, sinful activity. They are always angry, lust. In Kali Yuga, the devotee Personality of Godhead, who are engaged in the ever-increasing loving service of the Lord, should never be attracted to living on earth, the population of which is covered in the darkness of ignorance and devoid of any loving relationship with the Lord. Thus, Lord Krishna advised Uddhava not to remain on the earth in Kali Yuga. In fact, in the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord advises all living entities that they should never remain anywhere within the material universe during any age. Therefore, every living being should take advantage of the pressures of Kali Yuga to understand the overall useless nature of the material world and surrender himself at the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. Following in the footsteps of Sri Uddhava, one should surrender to Krishna and go back home back to Godhead.
要知，在这个卡利年代，人们根本不知道至尊人格守神亲自降临地球展示他在灵性世界所从事的超然逍遥时光。卡利尤嘎堕落的灵魂无视人格守神的权威，故而陷入痛苦争吵的深渊，无情的互相折磨。由于卡利尤嘎的人们嗜好不洁的罪恶活动，所以他们总是怒火中烧，色欲熏心，是受挫失落。在卡利尤嘎一直为人格守神从事爱心服务的奉献者，绝不要被地球生活所吸引，因为地球人类为愚昧的黑暗所覆盖，缺乏跟主的爱心关系。因此主 Krishna 奉劝乌德瓦不要继续停留在地球上。实际上在薄伽梵歌中，主忠告众生永远不要再待在物质宇宙里，无论哪个年代。所以每一个生物都应该利用卡利优感给他带来的压力，了解物质世界毫无益处本性，皈依 Krishna 的莲花湖。人应该追随 Sri Uddhava 的步伐，皈依 Krishna， 重返家园，回归守神。
Finish? Yes. Okay.Om Agana Chimirandasya Jananjana Shilakaya Chaksuru Militanyena Tasmai Shri Guruvayana Ichaitanya Manovinsan Dapitanyena Bhutanam Swayam Rupa Tadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shivita Kalakamalam Shivam Vaishnavam Shivam Sajajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sativam Sadvetam Savadutam Vijana Sahita Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Shri RadhaKrishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakantam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Krishnaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane NirvishesaSunyavadi Asyacha Ekita Vanshakalpa Turvyascha Kripa Sindhuvya Evacha Patitanam Pavne Vaishnave Yo Namah. Namo Mahavaranaya Krishna Prema Dayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namani Gaurat Namaha. Hey Krishna, Karuna Sindhu, Dina Bandhu, Jagatpate, Gopesha, Gopika, Kanta, Radha, Kanta, Namaste. So, some nice instructions there.
这里给了我们很好的训示。
Of course, Krishna is, he's predicting the Kali Yuga.
Krishna 在预言卡利年代。
There's a word in the verse, Bhavishyati. That means what's going to happen in the future.
这是将来将要发生的事情 Bhavishyati.
There's one Purana, Bhavishya Purana, that predicts the future.
有一部宇宙古史 What's the name of the Purana?
The Bhavishya Purana.
Bhavishya Purana, 就是未来的宇宙古史
And Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita,Vedaham samatitani vartamanani charjuna bhavishyani chabutani mam tu vedana kaschana. He says, I know everything.
Krishna 在佛家梵歌中说我了解一切。
I know past, present and future, bhavishya.
我知道过去现在和未来 bhavishya 就是未来。
But then he says, but nobody knows me.
但是他说没有人了解我
Some people tell you, yes, I know all about Krishna. That means they don't know anything about Krishna.
如果有人告诉你我了解 Krishna 的一切那么你就知道这样的人他其实对 Krishna 根本就不了解
So Krishna is telling Uddhava you shouldn't stay in the material world after he's gone.
在这里 Krishna 告诉 Uddhava当我离开人世之后你就不要逗留在这个物质世界中了
But he also told Uddhava to stay for a little while because he could teach people he heard Krishna's last teaching and then he could teach that
但是他也告诉乌达瓦说你还是在这里稍作停留因为 Krishna 给了乌达瓦最后的教导他可以去讲给其他人听。
So he's saying Uddhava is sinless, you know, he's pure.
他说乌达瓦呀，你是毫无罪孽的。
But the people in Kali Yuga are going to be very addicted.
但是卡利年代的人，沉溺于各种各样的罪恶活动当中。
It says Abhadra Ruchi. Addicted to sinful inauspiciousness. Ruchi means addicted.
这就意味着他们沉溺于各种各样罪恶的不吉祥的事情。
Of course we want Nama Ruchi. We want the addiction to the holy name.
当然我们是希望获得对圣灵的依附和品味。
We want to have that taste to,for chanting, for hearing about Krishna, serving devotees, that we want. But we have the taste for sinful activities and for the japa and all kinds of useless things.
我们需要有对称颂圣名、服务奉献者的品味，而不应该有对那些传播流言蜚语和各种各样罪恶活动的品味。
So I, you know,Where I've been going for Sankirtan, sometimes I pass one newsstand. And the headlines of the paper every day is something horrible, you know. Some terrible thing happened, somebody killing somebody, some government they're fighting. So that's Kali Yuga, that's all it is. The only cure is the Sankirtan movement.
当我们出去行走圣名的时候，有时候会路过报摊，我顺眼看了一些，顺便看了一下报纸的标题，总是一些非常可怕的事情，有着暴乱呐、杀戮啊。但是我们奉献者只关心的是齐颂圣名。
So Krishna, you know, he came 5,000 years ago. We were just, you know, Kartik time. We hear a lot about Krishna's Gokula activities, but generally everybody forgot. Nobody knows about those things.
但是 Krishna 来到人间，上演了很多的逍遥时光。比方说，在卡提卡月，我们就听说了 Krishna 很多在 Gokula 的上演的逍遥时光。但是通常人们都已经遗忘了这些 Krishna 的活动。
And then Lord Chaitanya comes and he exhibits the same pastimes, but they seem much different.
Sorry.Lord Chaitanya comes.
He comes and he has his pastimes, and devotees can understand that they're the same as Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan, but it looks different.
朱启天年来，他也上演了逍遥时光，但奉献者知道，这就是同样上演在稳达文上演逍遥时光的 Krishna。但是表面上看来是有一点点不一样的。
Lord Chaitanya also appeared to take birth as a child and had amazing childhood pastimes, very wonderful, very similar to Krishna's. He was very naughty and so many things.
朱启天呀，也诞生在人间，也有孩童的逍遥时光，就跟 Krishna 一样，他也是很调皮、很淘气的。
But he acted like a devotee. He didn't come into killing demons and everything. But he sometimes spectacularly defeated the demoniac philosophy.
但是他并不像 Krishna 那样杀死恶魔。他只是作为奉献者，当然他也以非常精彩的方式击败了那些推敲性的哲学家。
So.Many people now, and they're very much aware of all the terrible things that are going on in the world, and they're trying to make plans how to clean up the environment, clean up the ocean, clean up the air pollution, but they're not realizing the main cause of this is the Kali Yuga and the sinful activities of the people. So no matter how much they do, it just keeps getting worse.
现在有些人已经意识到这世上有很多反常的现象，他们想要试图做出纠正，比如说保护环境啊，保护海洋啊，保护大气层啊，但是他们不知道这一切灾难的根源在于卡利年代，所以不管他们怎么样做，这个事态发展都是会越来越糟糕。
So we can, if we study recent history, since Srila Prabhupada went to America and people started kirtan all over the world, many things are changing, many Kali Yuga things are getting pushed back. Now there's such a big movement for not eating meat.Standards, how they have convinced everybody that these things are necessary for human life.
但是我们看一看，就是和我们很相近的这一段历史。不久之前，希罗帕帕来到了美国。他把很多卡利尼呢已经奉为标准的那种不吉祥的生活给扭转过来，比如说不吃肉啊，不准堕胎啊，所以这给卡利年代以很大的挫折。
And see how strong it is, because like now in your country, so many people think you have to eat meat and you can't live.
你可以看看帕帕德的态度有多么强硬，在我们国家有很多人都认为你要活下去就得吃肉。
But it wasn't very long ago that many, you know, so many people were vegetarian because of the Buddhist influence.
嗯，但是还是在不久以前，有很多人都素食者，因为受着佛教的影响。
But Kali Yuga marching on, but Lord Chaitanya's movement is by the, especially the Sankirtan, the chanting of the holy name, that is pushing back the Kali Yuga.
但是卡利年代在推进，朱切特尼亚的齐众圣命运动，使卡利年代大大的受挫了。
So we find, you know, especially in Chaitanya Charitamrita, of course, so many statements about the power of the holy name. And then we can look around and see in our own life and in so many other people, you know, how they're becoming free from, you know, from sinful activities.
我们可以看看 Chaitanya Charitamrita 里面有很多圣名威力的荣耀，然后我们再来检查一下自己的生活，我们会发现自己的生活和周围人的生活在很大方程度上和发生了改变，我们已经极大的脱离了罪恶的生活。
Of course, you know that we have a long way to go.
当然，我们前面的路还很长。
Because.Kali Yuga is the age of quarrel.
因为卡利年代是一个
分 arguing, fighting for no reason.、
I
have to be right, you have to be wrong.
卡利年代就是一个纷争的年代，这就意味着我们要不停地面对那些争吵啊、纠纷。我是对的，你是错的。人们就这样争执不休。
People think, okay, I'm older than you. Whatever I say is right. I'm your mother.I'm your teacher, you know, I'm an older devotee, therefore I'm right, you're wrong.
人们会想，卡利年代的征兆就是，我比你年长，我是妈妈，我是老师，我是年长的奉献者，我肯定是对的，而你是错的。
So we can see that by chanting, it's not very difficult to give up meat eating and intoxication, gambling.You know, illicit sex is a little harder for many people.
但是我们可以看到，通过唱诵，我们可以不用太费劲儿就能放弃肉食，服用麻醉品、赌博和乱性。当然，对乱性对于非法性生活的放弃，有些人是觉得有一点点难度的。
But to give up quarreling, you know, arguing with each other and.Trying to be the leader, that's much more difficult.
但是呢，去放弃争吵，放弃有些人的尊贵之念，这是有一点点困难的，困难的多了。
Prabhupada created this international society, you know, where we have to work together with so many different kinds of people.
帕帕德创建了这个国际 Krishna 知觉协会，我们就要和这么多的人合作共事。
Even within one country, you know, we have many different types of opinions about it.
Sorry, the last sentence didn't hear.
We have many different types of opinions, and sometimes we cannot agree.
我们有各种各样的意见，有时候我们无法达成共识。
If everybody wants to be right, you know, my opinion is right, then we don't move forward. But when we all agree and we move forward, we become a very powerful Christian movement and conquer the world.
如果我们都自以为是的话，我们就不能够向前了。我们必须要达成共识，这样会形成一个强大的运动来征服整个世界。
So, Lord Chaitanya, I'm just reading and says simply by chanting the holy name of Krishna, one can obtain freedom from material existence.
朱切特尼亚说，只是通过唱诵圣名，一个人就可以摆脱物质的存在。
And simply by chanting the Maha Mantra, one can see the lotus feet of the Lord.
只是通过唱诵 Maha Mantra, 一个人就可以看到主的莲花足。
Of course, Krishna is very kind because he appears in the deity form and we can always see his feet. And in the pictures we can see his feet.
嗯，当然 ，Krishna 非常仁慈，以神像的形象展示他自己。我们总是可以看到神像的莲花足，或者是他的照片的莲花足。
By the mercy of the holy name, we can understand that the Supreme is a person and he has feet. You know?
通过圣灵的仁慈，我们可以理解到，至尊者，他是一个人，我们可以看到他的莲花足。
He's not some kind of indescribable, unknown thing. He's a person.
无法描述的一个不可知的事物，而是一个人。
So, this, the holy name is Krishna.
圣名就是 Krishna.
And there's many things that we hear from the Acharyas. They're experiencing these things, and we can meditate.Like when we're chanting, Krishna is dancing on our tongue. That's phenomenal. When it says that when we chant the holy name, Krishna is dancing on our tongue.
当我们唱诵 Krishna 的圣名的时候 ，Krishna 就在我们的舌头上起舞。
Just like he was dancing on the heads of Kaliya.
我们就在卡利的头上跳起舞来。
And gradually Kaliya realized he could not fight Krishna and he surrendered.
Krishna 在卡利亚就蛇的头上起舞，然后卡利亚逐渐意识到了这就是至尊主，他就投降了。
So Krishna is dancing on our tongue and gradually we can control the tongue. We eat only prasadam and we only chant. We don't fight and argue and we learn to just chant Krishna and talk about Krishna.
Krishna,
the tongue becomes controlled.
When Krishna is on our tongue, we will be controlled. Our senses will be controlled. We will only eat prasadam. So all the arguments will be controlled.
And by controlling the tongue, the other senses come under control.
控制了舌头，那么其他的感官也自动被降服了。
That's a special mercy. So there's another nice verse. Nama vina kali kali nahi ara dharma sarva mantra sara nama e shastra marma.You can easily understand it. In the sage of Kali, there is no religious principle except chanting the holy name.
这就是卡利年代的特殊的仁慈。在卡利年代，没有一个比唱诵圣名更高的宗教原则了。
And this is the verdict of all the Vedic scripture.
这是一切伟大文献的断言。
And this is the purport of all the Vedic scriptures.
这也是所有伟达文献的要义。
And the chanting of the holy name is the essence of all the Vedic hymns. All the chanting the holy name is the essence of all the Vedas.
唱诵圣名是一切伟达经的精华。
You know what the essence is like we get.Essential oil. So it smells like roses. Like one little drop is like many roses because they took out the essence of thousands of flowers.
就像花朵的精油，你如果只是有一滴，它就很芳香很浓郁，因为要有从千百朵玫瑰花才能提炼出一点点精油，所以这个精油就是一个浓缩的精华。
So Krishna is saying, you know, Vedas to Sarva Hameva, by all the Vedas, I am to be known. I'm the source of it. I'm the purpose of the Vedas.
Krishna 在博迦梵歌中说。伟达经的目的是为了了解我，是伟丹塔的源头。 也是伟大经的宗旨所在。
So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing and chanting Sankirtan in Varanasi, all the Maya bodies were saying, what kind of sannyasi is this? He should be studying Vedanta.
当主钱德尼亚在 Varanasi 唱诵起舞的时候，所有的家乡中的 sannyasi 说，这是怎么样的一个 sannyasi 呀？他不研究伟大经，但是家乡中的人士并不了解伟大经的目的，终极伟大经的目的就是为了要了解奎师那。
So, you know, we're very, very fortunate to have this chanting of the holy name, the special mercy of Lord Chaitanya, and of course Prabhupada who brought it to the web.
所以我们非常有幸能够唱诵圣名，这是因为帕布帕德来到了西方。
So Lord Chaitanya said, Ekta Bhali Ekta Shloka Shakayana Mahu Kante Kori Ekta Shloka Koriha Vichare. After my Guru Maharaj taught me the power of the Maha Mantra, he taught me another verse that I should always remember.
当我主持人讲说，当我的 Guru Maharaj 教导了我mantra 的力量之后呢，他又讲述了另外一首诗节。
This is from the Naradiya Purana.
这是来自 Naradiya Purana.
And I hope everybody knows this verse, but it's a very simple one.
希望大家都能够了解这首诗节，因为它是一个非常简单的诗节。
There's only a few words, actually. They're just repeated.
只有几个词儿。
Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama. Easy, right? Everybody can say that.
Hare Nama, Hare
Nama. Hare Nama, Hare Nama. Three times.
说了三次 Hare Nama.
Then Eva Kevalam.
Eva Kevalam.
Eva means certainly.
Eva 的意思是肯定的。
And Kevalam means only.
Kevalam 的意思是只有。
So it's repetition. Certainly only. Same thing twice.
所以它重复的是同样的词儿。Eva Kevalam 是重复了三遍。
Then Kalona Steva.
卡罗
纳，
在这个卡利年代，没有其他的事物。
And Eva again, certainly. So three times, Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva.
又说了三遍 Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva.
And there's no other way to make progress to the spiritual world.
去通往灵性世界没有其他的途径。
Just chanting the holy name, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama. You should always remember that.
只是唱诵圣名 ，Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama. 我们应该总是牢记这一点。
Because we always think of questions and we hear questions. How can I do this? How can I do that? And this is the essence of it.Hare Nama, Hare Nama. Just keep chanting.
我们总是想着有什么问题，总是在询问问题，但是呢，这是一切的实质。Hare Nama, 只要持续的唱诵圣名。
Just like keep walking. If you're trying to walk somewhere, just keep walking. You're going to get there eventually.
就像你要去哪里，你要不停的走，这样你就会来到那里。
May seem like you're never going to get there, so some people quit.
可能有这个路程，非常的遥远，有些人呢半道就会放弃。
Because Krishna is tadtare tadvantike. He's very near, but he's also very far in.
Because Krishna, he's 既近又远.
So, depending on our mentality, we can see Krishna, or we can think there is no Krishna, because he's so far away, we can't even believe he exists.
嗯，所以这取决于我们的心态。我们可以说 Krishna 很近，我们也可以说他很远，远的让我们不相信他的存在。
So that's, you know, the wonderful features of the Sankirtan movement. It causes mercy of Srila Prabhupada and all his followers who have gone all over the world to, you know, to spread this.
所以这就是其中生命运动的美妙之处，记着帕布帕的无缘的仁慈，所有三 K 上的奉献者奔赴世界各地去传播圣名的荣耀。
So when Krishna is telling Uddhava, "Don't stay on the earth," it's not exactly literal that he should just kill himself or something, but don't let your mind dwell on the earth. You know, keep your consciousness on Krishna.
嗯，所以当 Krishna 告诫 Uddhava 不要留在这个世界，并不是说就让他立即离开这个物质世界，而是提醒他让他的心意总是专注于 Krishna。
The easiest way to do that, of course, is chanting all the time.
最容易的做法是恒常不断的念诵圣名。
I was just reading today, Prabhupada said his books is also kirtan. Reading and, you know, Bhagavad Gita is spoken kirtan.
嗯，对，我今天读到，哎，Prabhupada 说，阅读也是一种唱诵。薄伽梵歌呢，实际上就是言语的唱诵。
So devotees are making, you know, different chat groups and things where they just read Bhagavatam.And read Bhagavad Gita, or just sometimes chant japa together. And Krishna is giving us a lot of facility in this Kali Yuga with this internet stuff.
Krishna gave what in the Kali Yuga? Sorry.
Yeah, he's arranging many things, so we have the internet. So devotees are, I'm here in New York City, and you're in.I don't know where you are, and the devotees are all over your country, and they're all able to come together.
嗯 ，Krishna 做出了这样的安排，我们有了互联网。就像我在美国纽约，我不知道你在哪里，但是呢，我们就可以结成各种各样的小组来聆听薄伽梵歌或者是薄伽瓦坛，聆听这些灵性的体质。
It's very hard to get everybody in one physical place because of the Kali Yuga. We're living so far apart, working all different times of day and night.
嗯，因为卡利年代，我很难把大家都聚集在一起。我们散居在世界各地，在各种各样的时间下工作。
So, you know, it's a great opportunity. I have to thank everybody for.Giving me this opportunity to try to remember Krishna. Actually, when we preach, we have to remember Krishna and talk about Krishna. We have to remember.
所以感谢。感谢大家给我这样的一个意念 Krishna 的机会。当我们传教的时候，我们要能够想得起 Krishna。
So, Srimad Bhagavatam is Krishna. Bhagavad Gita is Krishna.The holy name is Krishna.
圣典薄伽瓦坛是 Krishna, 薄伽梵歌也是 Krishna, 圣名也是 Krishna.
The service to the devotees is Krishna.
对奉献者的服务也是 Krishna.
The prasadam is Krishna. We have to remember that whenever we're chanting, whenever we're doing it. Remember, this is Krishna. When Krishna is listening, I'm just singing a song or something.
菩萨呢也是 Krishna 当我们在唱诵的时候我们也知道 Krishna 就在聆听我们的唱诵
So let's take some time for questions
现在我们可以到开始问答的时间。有人有问题吗？
我暂时还没有，我们稍等一下啊。
I know we have to wait a few minutes, that's why I'm ending early.
Yes. Maharaj, maybe I can ask a question first.
Yeah.
Because of our karma, we have to perform some mundane work, and we become mentally exhausted. When I reach home, I also feel too tired. I have no energy to perform deity worship or read too much books. So my spiritual taste becomes very dry. So how to get such a taste as you have for Krishna consciousness in such a difficult situation?
Yeah, well...
Maharaj, first let me translate my question. 像我来先问一个问题哈，我在从事一份世俗的工作，等到一天的工作结束了以后已经精疲力尽了，回到家里也没有精力去做实相崇拜或者是阅读很长时间的经典，觉得自己很疲惫。在这种困难的情况下，怎么能像马哈尔基这样保持对圣灵的品味呢？
Yeah. So that's almost every devotee has a problem.
几乎每个奉献者都有这样的问题。
So, of course, it's a matter of consciousness and regulating our life and, you know, having the right consciousness in our work, we might not get so stressed out and tired.
这也是一个知觉的问题，要很好的去规划我们的生活，这样的我们做工作的时候也不至于给搞得精疲力尽。
Well, if we're so tired after work, if we sleep immediately, then maybe we can wake up early enough to do some good chanting and reading in the morning.
假如说一天工作完了以后很疲惫，应该尽早睡觉，这样的话早上起来可以做更多的阅读和唱诵。
Because it's, you know, easy when we're really tired to face out, kind of just do nothing and stay up late.
因为很容易，你累了呢，然后你又不睡，磨磨蹭蹭的，然后就弄得很晚才睡觉。
Sometimes when we're really tired, you know, we eat more to think that will give more energy.
有时候我们很累了，然后我们就大吃一顿，觉得自己会获得一些能量。
But actually, when we eat more, then we get more tired.
但实际上，我们吃的越多，我们越觉得累。
When we eat at night, then we can't. Our sleep is not as effective.
如果我们晚上吃的很多。睡眠也不会很好，早上醒来又觉得更累了。
So, you know, there's many different things we have to work on.
所以有很多方面。
We have so many recorded kirtans and lectures, so we have to make sure to turn those on. So even though we're tired or fall asleep, we're hearing something.
我们有很多kirtan 录音，讲课录音，我们可以让它播放，即便我们已经累得睡着了，这些灵性的音阵还继续在起作用。
Okay, hope that helps. You know, it sounds Because even the karmis are in the same situation. They're so tired after work, and then they usually just go to a restaurant or a drink or something, and then they get no time.
嗯，卡米呢也是同样的，一天工作下来，他们也很累，然后去一个饭馆去吃一顿，然后他们会变得更累。
But if we get some, you know, if we maybe even learn some exercise or go, you know, to a yoga class or go to the gym and work out, we might feel a lot better, although it's hard to recover.
嗯，对呀，有些人可以去做一些身体锻炼呢，啊，比方去健身房去锻炼一下，但是呢，但是也不要就把自己搞得太累了。Yeah, I saw some, two questions.
Okay.
顶拜古鲁的莲花族，当物质工作原则与外施纳瓦规范原则冲突时，以哪个原则为主？So obeisance to gurus, lotus feet, when the principles of work, material work, contradict with Vaishnava regulations, then which rules should be take the priority?
Maharshi, can you repeat that?
Yes, yes. When the work, material working principle contradict with the rules and the regulations of Vaishnava, so we should take which rule as a priority?
Well, the Vaishnava rules are the most important. The rules
Vaishnava.
Of the army, only there is... You know, we don't contradict them except for their stupid ideas about, you know, needing to be intoxicated and needing meat and everything.
当然，维什纳瓦规范原则应该是首选的。一般来说，维什纳瓦规范原则与物质的规范原则，不会去冲突，除非是一些他们的愚蠢的理念，比如说要去吃肉啊，服用麻醉品这些方面会有冲突。
So first is trying to please Guru and Krishna, and then other things will work out.
首先尝试，努力尝试取悦 Guru 和 Krishna, 那么其他方面呢都会迎刃而解。Okay, 嗯 ，obeisance to respected beloved Guru Maharaj. Although I have known the importance of chanting holy name, still I couldn't be focused with chanting. How to let me become focused? 这第二个问题是，敬拜敬爱的 Guru Maharaj。虽然已经知道了唱诵圣名的重要性，但还是做不到专注的唱诵圣名。怎样可以让自己专注呢？
That's a good question.
嗯，这是一个好问题。
This attentive chanting is very important.
专注的念诵是非常重要的。
It says, you know, Bhagavatam, with one pointed attention.
佛教瓦坛里面说到了，一心一意的专注。
So we need to hear, we need to associate with devotees, you know, and have some service to do.
就是内心绝对不会偏离，我们要跟奉献者联谊，要去从事奉献服务。
And you know, beg for mercy. I think that's the most important thing.
Sorry, Maharaj didn't hear.
Begging for Krishna's mercy.
哦，祈求 Krishna 的仁慈，这是最重要的。
You know, this is important, and we sometimes tend to forget that we just thinking, I have to do this, I can do this myself, but we can't do anything. But especially, you know, to really serve Krishna, we need the mercy of the devotees and the mercy of Radharani and Lord Nityananda and everybody.
有时候我们会忘记这一点，觉得自己什么自己很行，可以做一切事情，但实际上呢，我们要做成任何事情，我们需要奉献者的仁慈，需要 Radharani 和主尼塔南达的仁慈。
OK，
好了，我们还有一位 Kripana Vasala Mataji 的。Another question, Maharaj.
Prabhupada said we should cry for Krishna, just like a baby cries for his mother.
Prabhupada 说我们应该像婴儿哭喊母亲那样哭喊 Krishna.
So everybody has heard the baby crying for the mother. It's very intense, you know.
每个人都听到，当婴儿哭喊母亲的时候，那种呼唤是非常强烈的。
So if we can be like that for Krishna, that nothing else except Krishna will satisfy us, then of course we'll be trying, when we really have love for Krishna, then we can really cry out for Krishna. It's like if you really love someone and they go away, you can really cry.
所以我们需要像婴儿呼喊母亲那样强烈的渴望 Krishna. 当我们对Krishna 真正培养了爱心，那么我们才能够哭喊出来。就像你深深的爱着某一个人。
We can't do it, but you know, if we somehow can have love for Krishna, then we can do it.
当你真正的爱某一个人，如果他离开了，你会痛哭失声。所以呢，我们也要让自己培养起对 Krishna 的真诚的。依恋之情，否则我们是没办法呼喊 Krishna 的。Yeah, one more question, Maharaj.
Okay.
深深的顶拜敬爱的主 Gurudeva， 当灵魂离开躯体时，一直呼唤着 Krishna 的圣名，会去到Goloka Vrindavan吗？My deep obeisance to a respected Gurudeva.When the soul leaves the body, the devotee has been chanting the holy name of Krishna. Will such a devotee go to Goloka Vrindavan?
Again?
When a devotee passed away, before leaving, such a devotee has been calling Krishna's holy name. So will this devotee go to Goloka Vrindavan?
Yeah, that's, you'll go to Krishna. That's the promise, the special mercy of Krishna, that if you're chanting at the time of death, Krishna will take you.
这是 Krishna 的特别的仁慈。当临终之际呼唤 Krishna 圣名， Krishna 就会来接你。
Okay.
好了。
So I have to stop now today.
Maharaj's 课就要讲到这里了。Which, thank you so much, Maharaj, for your nice sharing of the nectar.
Should be able to do Saturday morning, or Friday morning.
Friday morning and Saturday morning, right?
Friday morning is the day I usually do.
Oh, so Friday morning, what time you are doing?
No, 7 o'clock usually.
7 o'clock in the morning.
Bhagavad Gita, yeah.
Oh.
Just the last few weeks we didn't do because of the Kartik.
Oh. Friday morning, 7 o'clock till 8:30, right?
Yeah.
Oh. Sati Mataji, Maharaji
Shua. You can ask Sati, somebody, you know, what the arrangement is.Because of the traveling and no translators and me traveling, we didn't do it for a few weeks.
So when you have time, you can tell Sati Mataji she can arrange.
Yeah, I have time for Friday morning also.
啊，马哈尔就说星期五的早晨七点钟到八点半他也有时间。嗯，
现在哈尔克什呢，现在是这样，就是早上的直播课暂时我们还没有翻译，所以暂时早上的直播课可能还说不了，我确定了以后会跟马哈尔联系的。
哦哦哦，早上的课啊，那我可以抽时间来做这个。
行，回头那我们再确认。好吧，
马哈尔就说，好，
跟说一下，
这还有
Harry
wants a Pabu have a question. So Maharaj, do you have time to answer?
If it's really quick.
Yes. 请问 Guru, 人格的地球母亲住在哪里？人格的月亮神是生活在月亮星球上吗？The personified Mother Earth, where does she live? And the personified the Moon God.Live on the moon planet.
Yeah.
So where is the Mother Earth personification live? The Bumi. She lives on Earth or somewhere?
She lives on Earth and she may live other places also.
地球母亲可能生活在地球上，也可能生活在其他地方。
Real Sita was, the fake Sita was kidnapped and the real Sita was staying with Mother Earth under the ground. When Sita left her body, the ground opened up and she went underground to live with her mother, Bhumi.
所以当西塔被 Ravana 绑架的时候，那个假的西塔呢，就是在那个兰卡，真正的西塔他是和他的母亲布米生活在一起，所以后来这个大地裂开，真正的西塔又回到了这个地底下和他的母亲一同生活了。
Okay, so I have to go because I have another class.
马哈尔吉还有另外一个课要去做了。那么Thank you so much for your causeless mercy towards us, 马哈尔吉。
Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. 好。好。讲课就到这儿啊，斯塔提马塔吉。
好的好的，非常感谢Gopi Krishna Mataji 的翻译，然后感谢奉献者们的聆听，我们今天的课就讲到这了。Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.